The day after the elections, many parents were faced with telling their children that a person who has been labelled as a bully has now been elected to the highest office in the country. For many communities, this takes on an even greater importance, particularly Muslim Americans. Joining me now in the studio, I have Nabil Achebe, who is a professor at CU's Centre for Media, Religion and Culture. He's also director of the project Muslims in the American West. And he recently had a letter that he wrote to his son on the election of Donald Trump. It was published in Yes Magazine. And I'm delighted to have him in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Maeve.
What were some of the issues that you felt you needed to address with your son? You've two sons.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this was for my younger son, the 12-year-old. And I just wanted to acknowledge the anxiety and acknowledge the fear, but at the same time, deliver a message of hope, something that he could look forward to, that it's not completely closing down on him, that the future is not necessarily bleak. We need to also allow our children to express those fears, but we also need to reassure them that this is a land of laws. This is a land where lots of things have happened, impossible things have happened, and we need to continue with that message. And I think that that's what he wanted to hear at that very moment.
You have an older son who's a senior in high school. And right. How were they after the election? How were they in the build up to the election with all of the rhetoric, particularly targeted at Muslims? And how were they in, you know, that week
right.
following the election?
Well, nobody expected this to happen. Nobody expected a President Trump. But at the same time, I think the rhetoric had escalated quite a bit. And for the months preceding the election, my kids felt fairly vulnerable because the rhetoric had targeted them specifically. You know, they combine not only sort of being of sort of Muslim background, coming from immigrant family, but also the fact that, you know, they felt that that difference had been attacked as opposed to embraced. But they ruled it out, thinking that it was just a small faction of the U.S. electorate. But of course, we know what happened. And I think that that moment of the election night was fairly sobering for them because, of course, it came as a shock to everyone. But to kids, it's hard for them to wrap their heads around something like this, particularly the fact that we just elected a bully, elected a misogynist, elected someone who is clearly an Islamophobe to the highest office of the land.
And what reaction have your kids had at school? Because there have been terrible reports, not only, you know, people concerned about the election, but behavior that has emerged in the aftermath of the election, racist rhetoric in schools around the state of Colorado. We're seeing Nazi symbols graffitied on school walls. I mean, what reaction have they had in their schools?
Well, they're very lucky to go to schools in Boulder. I know that there have been some incidents here and there, but not in my kids' schools, thankfully. But the reports, I mean, I have a son who watches the news. He follows the news on social media and so comes to me with all kinds of reports here and there. And I can sense, obviously, the anxiety. And he always says, like, here's what happened in Houston. Here is what happened in Chicago. And I'm thankful that we live in a place that accepts difference. But again, this is Boulder, and there is a world outside of Boulder, and it's not as friendly to minorities as we would like it to be.
Well, I know in your letter that was published in Yes Magazine, you say we can't wallow in our sadness, and we also can't move to Canada, which a lot of people were talking about moving somewhere else. So what do we do now? This is something you address. What have you said to your sons about what is next?
What is next is really to keep that hope alive. And I know it sounds a little bit abstract, but I think there are things that we can all do. I mean, I'm also very comforted by the fact that as we hear the government or the transition government of President-elect Trump wanting to put together a registry for Muslims, I see a lot of Americans who are coming together and saying, look, we're not going to let that happen. And we're all going to register. We're going to flood that registry just to ridicule it. I'm comforted by that. And I think that that's what I wanted my son to remember, that this is a place where a lot of Americans are going to bond with us and they're not going to let this happen. But at the same time, we don't want the rhetoric to continue this way. I think the rhetoric has escalated. to dangerous levels, and we need to make sure to voice our concerns and say that publicly and organize in order to not appear like we are constantly on the defensive, but that we are at least acknowledging the fact that there are some people amongst us, not only Muslims, but minorities, women, immigrants of all kinds of backgrounds, no matter what your religion is, all are targeted, and we need to raise our voices more than we've ever done in the past. That's what's going to keep that hope alive.
Well, you finish your letter to your son saying hope is a weapon of defiance against the violent ideas of racism, sexism, Islamophobia, homophobia and paranoia, and it will inspire us to act. Well, we will publish that letter at our website, news.kgnu.org. And Nabil, we're hoping to have you on regularly as we head in to our new future here in the US. Nabil Achaibi is a professor at CU's Center for Media, Religion and Culture. He's the director of the Project Muslims in the American West, and his letter that was recently published in Yes Magazine is a letter to his son on the election of Donald Trump. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Maeve.